Ashley Negron with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Khadija Walker, a program manager in our Office of Program Evaluation. We're here to discuss a new report titled Enhanced EPA Oversight and Action Can Further Protect Water Resources from the Potential Impacts of Hydraulic Fracturing. Khadija, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Before we discuss the report, will you please define hydraulic fracturing for our listeners?
Of course. Hydraulic fracturing refers to unconventional oil and gas development where vertical and horizontal drilling are combined to harness unconventional sources of oil and gas. Recent advances in unconventional oil and gas development have made it profitable to extract oil and natural gas reserves previously not economically viable. Although this type of hydraulic fracturing was used as early as 2003, the process came into widespread use around 2007, and since then, this development has grown steadily.
Why did we do this program evaluation?
The Office of Inspector General conducted this review to evaluate how the EPA and states use existing authorities to regulate the potential impacts of hydraulic fracturing on water.
The growth of hydraulic fracturing has been accompanied by a great deal of attention to potential negative impacts of this practice on the environment. Can you provide an example of a potential environmental impact?
Certainly. One of the potential environmental impacts is that water treatment facilities may not be able to effectively treat wastewater from hydraulic fracturing activities, which can impact surface water when discharged. There are many other examples.
Knowing that potential impacts to water resources exist during different stages of the hydraulic fracturing process, is the EPA taking steps to examine its roles, responsibilities, and prior regulatory determinations?
Yes. In light of the surge in hydraulic fracturing, the agency has designated a headquarters official to share information and coordinate initiatives among various EPA program offices involved with energy extraction activities, including hydraulic fracturing. In addition, the EPA has personnel who coordinate oversight of energy extraction activities on a regional level. The EPA is also working with states and other stakeholders to understand and address potential concerns with hydraulic fracturing to ensure that the public has confidence natural gas production will proceed in a safe and responsible manner.
While it appears the agency is taking steps to manage impacts to water resources from hydraulic fracturing, the team found room for improvement, correct?
Yes. Since 2007, the EPA, states, and other stakeholders collectively have established regulations, policy, guidance, industry standards, and recommended practices to manage impacts to water resources from unconventional oil and gas development. However, the OIG's review identified two issues requiring attention. First, the EPA needs to improve its oversight of permit issuance for hydraulic fracturing using diesel fuels. Evidence shows that companies have used diesel fuels during hydraulic fracturing without EPA or state permits. The EPA also has not determined whether states and tribes are following the agency's memorandum for issuing permits when hydraulic fracturing uses diesel fuels. And second, the EPA needs to develop a plan for responding to public concerns about chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing. In May 2014, the EPA initiated a process to seek public and stakeholder comments to evaluate whether to establish federal chemical disclosure requirements. However, the agency has not yet developed a plan of action for further steps in its rulemaking activity.
What specific recommendations are you making to the EPA?
So we recommended that EPA determine whether states and tribes issue permits for the use of diesel fuels as required, address any compliance issues related to issuing permits for hydraulic fracturing using diesel fuels, and finally, establish and publish a plan with milestone dates that outlines all steps for determining whether to propose a rule to obtain information concerning chemicals and mixtures used in hydraulic fracturing.
Where does the agency stand in addressing your recommendations?
The agency has already agreed with recommendations 1 and 3 and provided high-level corrective actions. The OIG concluded that the EPA proposed corrective actions also meet the intent of recommendation 2.
Thank you so much, Khadija, for sharing the results of this evaluation of hydraulic fracturing. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.